Well, the government has reached an in-principle agreement to purchase doses of a COVID-19 vaccine for the entire population. The agreement with Janssen Pharmaceutica is subject to the vaccine successfully completing clinical trials and passing regulatory approvals in New Zealand. The Minister for COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins, told Corran last night the government's working very hard to make sure New Zealand is at the front of the queue when vaccines start to come to market.
There are about 230 different vaccines under development. We're talking to all of those companies. As we sign pre-purchase agreements, we're releasing those. It's obviously a highly competitive field. There's a lot of commercial sensitivity to these. We're competing in an international market. Everybody wants to get the vaccines. But we're doing everything we can, both first to make sure that we're getting a good supply of vaccines as they're available, but also that we're in a position to be able to distribute them and that people will be able to get them when we have that chance to access them.
Is there any consideration yet about whether New Zealanders will have to pay for them?
At this point, we're not looking at a user pays model, but there will be some sequencing to the vaccination campaign. We're unlikely to get 5 million vaccination doses all in one hit, and so we're obviously going to be looking at who gets them first and then who has to wait a little bit longer. That's partly going to be driven by science as well as risk. So obviously risk will play a factor here. So who are the people most at risk of having an adverse reaction if they got COVID-19? But also, what's the science telling us about each individual vaccine? So some vaccines, the research will say, are more effective with some people than others and have higher risk for some people than others. And that's not going to be the same for every vaccine. So all of that is being worked through until we know which vaccines are coming to market first and which ones we're going to get first. We can't finalise those decisions.
And are you preferring vaccines that are likely to be one dose, which I think this latest one might be, as opposed to having to have, say, two doses?
We're likely to end up with a portfolio of vaccines in the first instance, so variety of different vaccines. That's partly driven by quantities we can access. We're unlikely to be able to access sufficient quantities of one single vaccine for the whole country, so we'll end up with a number of different vaccines. Some of those will require two doses. Some may require one dose. There's some complexity we've got to manage here because some of them require very, very low temperatures in order to be stored and transported, you know, far, far below freezing level. And that means we've got to make sure we've got the trucks and the freezers available to store those vaccines. Others will be more similar to, say, a flu jab, where our existing distribution networks will work okay with them.
And we will be speaking with Megan Woods, the Minister of Research, Science and Innovation, about the latest vaccine deal just after the news at 7 o'clock. That was the Minister for COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins.